The following shiur has been presented by Rav Hillel Fried, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Bal Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara introduces the concept of Niske Shcheinim, when one neighbor's use of his property interferes with his neighbor. Although these halachas are primarily discussed in the second perek of Baba Basra, perek L'Yachpor, nevertheless, the case in this Gemara is a very common day shaila and is a source for some of the yesoidis of Niske Shcheinim. A common day shaila is when sometimes people are living in a multi-dwelling house, and for whatever reason, no contract is written up between them, and the upstairs neighbor has a leak in his pipe, and whenever he uses the sink or the shower, it causes a leak downstairs. The question is, can the downstairs neighbor make the upstairs neighbor fix the pipe or refrain from using the water? Or is it a downstairs neighbor responsibility to prevent the water from damaging himself? At first glance, this is mamish the case of our Gemara. The Gemara brings a shaila, a story where one person upstairs would wash his hands, and it seems the custom then was they washed their hands straight onto the floor, and the water would leak down, since there was a crack in the tar on the floor, it would leak down onto the downstairs neighbor. The downstairs neighbor wants him to stop washing his hands or fix the floor. The Gemara says that this is tali on the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Whose responsibility is to fix this would depend on the machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, in this case Shcheinim. The Rabbanon hold that in all this case Shcheinim, whenever someone is using his property in a way that is interfering with his neighbor, then since he is being mazik the neighbor, it is his responsibility to refrain from using the property in such a manner that it is damaging his neighbor. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi Yossi holds that Al-Hanizdik L'Harchik is Atzmai, that the Nizik, the one who is getting damaged, he must find a way to prevent this use from damaging himself. And the reason Achanim explained in Rabbi Yossi is that since he is using his property, the Mazik is using his property in a way that he sees fit, we cannot limit his use of his property. And therefore, if the Nizik has a problem with the way that his neighbor is using his property, rather than limit his neighbor on how to use his property, he must take steps to make sure that that the neighbor's use is not affecting him. The Gemara then asks that even Rabbi Yossi agrees begiri delay. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees that although normally if the mazik is using his property in a way that may be interfering with his neighbor, and we don't stop him from doing that, according to Rabbi Yossi, we cannot limit his use of his property, but in the event that it's in a form of giri delay, then we do stop him. Giri delay, as we try to explain, is that even though I may have a right, according to Rabbi Yossi, to use my property in a way I see fit, but that does not give me a right to stand on my property and shoot arrows into my neighbor's yard, my neighbor's property, and say that I'm in my own property using it as I see fit. And therefore, pouring water directly down onto your neighbor is just like shooting an arrow into his yard. The Gemara answers that the case was the Paski Mayim v'hodu naflu. The water stopped, and then it fell down. There are two basic shittas on how to understand this Gemara, the difference between Givi Delay and what the Gemara answers, that the water stopped and then went down. Rashi learns Givi Delay is whenever the hezek is being caused by the direct force of the mazik, that is Givi Delay. Just like shooting the arrow is the direct force of the person who is shooting it, so too, when you pour the water and directly it goes downstairs, if it's through his direct force, then he's limited from using his property in such a way. The Gemara's answer was that the water, after landing on the ground, flowed a little bit further, and then found a crack and fell down. And therefore, by the time the water found the crack, it wasn't anymore through the direct force of the person washing his hands. It therefore is not Givi Delay. And if it's not Givi Delay, then we go back to the halacha of Reb Yossi that the mazik, the person living in his property, has a right to use his property in a normal way. Other Rishonim, Rav Basra, they explain Givi Delay a little bit broader. But Givi Delay means that any time that I use my property in a way that if I put something down in a place, and from that place where I placed it, and at that time immediately, it begins to damage my neighbor, then we see that damage as a direct effect of my use of my property. And any time we could directly tie the damage to my act, then it again becomes like I'm shooting an arrow into my neighbor's property. So for example, I would put chemicals down right next to my neighbor's yard, and from that space it would begin right immediately to damage his property from that place. That would be Givi Delay. So they explain here too, the water, as soon as it was poured, was Givi Delay. The water immediately, from the place that is dropped, was poured onto the ground, immediately goes down and damages a neighbor. The Gemara answers the Paskimai of Hodanafli, they explain it, that's Tamumai, the water stopped. The water was absorbed in the ceiling, and after it was absorbed in the ceiling, it later on dripped out and damaged the neighbor. Since it was absorbed, we cannot see it anymore as the place and time of where the person washing his hands dropped the water. There's already a hefsik, there's something separating it from that act, and therefore we cannot look at this as Givi Delay. And once again, it is not Givi Delay, it's not anymore his direct act, then, again, Rabbi Yossi holds that I could use my property in a normal way, and the downstairs neighbor has to find a way to prevent the damage. Based on this Gemara, it would seem that the same would be true today. Someone upstairs is using his sink, and the water is going down the pipe, and it leaks down onto the ceiling. If it gets absorbed in the ceiling, that's like these Yerushalayim learn, Tamu Maya, that it got absorbed in the ceiling, and only later on drip down, then the halacha would be that we cannot tell the upstairs person that he must refrain from using his sink until he fixes it. Rather, the downstairs person would have to find a way to make sure the water does not damage his property. If the water comes down directly without getting absorbed, then we could tell the upstairs person that he must stop using the water, the sink, and the shower. The Ramah adds from the Rav Yo that in the case where the water is pouring down, a lot of water at a time, in the case of the Gemara who's just washing his hands, it's a little water at a time, but in a shower, for example, where a lot of water comes down at one time, and it is pouring down, then, in any case, it is considered Givi Delay, and the reason would be, the way some Achranim explain, because obviously it's not all getting absorbed, and therefore, it's considered Givi Delay, and the upstairs person would have to refrain from using the shower. Other Paiskim, however, argue that today the halacha may be different. And they based this halacha on a tshuva sarash, which is quoted the Kitzur in the Mechaber, Sivchav, some Kufman Hay. The Rosh was asked a shaila where Reuven had dug a pit in his chatzar, in his courtyard, to collect water. And occasionally the water would overflow and would go into his neighbor's property and would flood his cellar. And the cellar was getting ruined. And Shimon demanded of Reuven that he stop using the pit in such a manner or find a way to prevent it from overflowing into Shimon's property. And Reuven said that it's not giri delay. The water is overflowing not due to Reuven's act, and therefore he has no such responsibility, since Halacha is like Reb Yossi. The Rosh answered that Halacha is like Shimon. Halacha is that Reuven cannot continue to use his pit in such a manner where, when the water overflows, it would damage his neighbor Shimon. And the Rosh says that even though Reb Yossi holds that when it's not giri delay, when it's not a direct act, we cannot stop Reuven from using his property in a normal way. But the Rosh says that Reb Yossi did not say that in every case. Reb Yossi is discussing a case, in the classical case that the Gemara brings down, where Shimon has a pit to collect water, and Reuven is planting a tree, and eventually the tree will go, the roots will grow out of it, and will damage that pit. So here, Shimon's need of the pit is not so great. It is not something which he needs in this particular spot. He can easily move it. And therefore, in such a case, Reb Yossi said that we have to balance between Reuven planting his tree or Shimon moving his pit, since the damage to Shimon is not so great. Therefore, we tell Shimon he should move rather than and let Reuven use his property as he sees fit. But the Rosh says, in our case, Shimon needs a cellar. Every house in those days needed a cellar. The cost to move it would be tremendous, and something which Shimon cannot do. Since Shimon cannot move himself away, and Shimon needs this, and the damage is so great, even if Yossi would agree over here that if it's not, even though it's not, give you delay, that Reuven must stop using his property in a way that will damage Shimon's cellar. The Rosh asks, what about our Gemara? Our case over here, where the upstairs person is washing his hands and is going downstairs, it would seem over here the damage to the downstairs person, something which he can't avoid. He's stuck in his house, and his house is getting ruined from this water. Why over here are we saying that we cannot stop the upstairs person from washing his hands unless it is giri delay? And the Rosh says that it's not similar. Because since washing the hands is something which the upstairs person needs to do, he has no choice. He cannot live in a house without washing his hands. And the downstairs person can easily prevent the damage. All it takes is to put down a drop of tar, and that would stop the water from coming down. In such a case, since the upstairs person needs this use, he has no other choice, and the downstairs person can easily prevent the damage. Here, the halacha reverts to allowing Reuven to do his use, his normal use, and putting on Shimon the responsibility to prevent the damage. The Chazon Ish explains this Shuvas HaRosh, that the Rosh is teaching us that really, in every Niskei Shcheinim, the damage that I am doing to my neighbor, in the way I'm using my property, if I would do it in my neighbor's property itself, that would definitely be a case of Grama B'Nizokan, where I am causing damage to my neighbor. What takes away the Isser of being Mazik my neighbor is because if I am using my property in a way that I have a right to use my property, then I am not called a Mazik. I'm doing something my property which I have a right to do. Therefore, to determine whether or not you're a mazik in this case shcheinim, you must first determine what are your rights and your property. And by determining your rights of your property, we know if you're in the bounds of doing what is my right to my property, I'm therefore not a mazik, or I'm doing something which is not on my rights and my property, and therefore I am a mazik. Rabbi Yossi held, in any case where it's giri delay, where I'm, through my direct act, causing damage to my neighbor, I have no such right to use my property. And therefore, it's neske shcheinim. I must stop. At any time where I'm using my property in a way where it is interfering with my neighbor's use for something that he must use, something which he needs, for example, a seller, and he cannot move it, he is stuck, then, again, according to Rabbi Yossi, I cannot do that. I have no such right to use my property. In the event that is something which I need to use my property, like washing my hands, something which I need to do, I cannot live in my property without washing my hands, then, even though it could be the downstairs person or my neighbor is stuck and I'm damaging him, as long as he can easily prevent it, then I have a right to wash my hands here and use it, and the neighbor must prevent the damage from coming to him. What the Rosh has taught us is that without the Rosh, the only barometer we had to decide whether or not one can wash his hands upstairs or not was based on whether or not it is giri delay. We said according to Rashi, that's through your direct force. According to the other Rishonim, if it immediately goes straight down and doesn't get absorbed, in either case, it is giri delay, is through his direct act, and he cannot do it, even according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rosh, though, has expanded the halacha of giri delay, that we don't just look at whether or not it's his direct act. We must also balance whether or not it is something which is essential, an essential use for the upstairs person, something which he cannot live without or not, and whether or not the downstairs person can easily fix it or not, and also whether or not the downstairs person or the neighbor has an option to move away, to move his own use away. Based on this, some Poskim want to say that today, when the upstairs person has a leak in the sink, we would make the upstairs person fix the leak. And that is because, unlike in the olden days, the times of the Gemara it seems, the normal way to wash your hands was to wash your hands straight onto the floor. To tell a person that he cannot wash his hands straight onto the floor was telling him that he couldn't wash his hands. In today's day and age, though, no one washes their hands and the water should stay on the premises. We build pipes and sewer systems that all water that is washed in a sink, in a shower, should leave the premises and go into the sewer system. Therefore, washing one's hands in a manner that is not going to the sewer system is not an essential use of one's property. And therefore, the way to use it is to have a fixed pipe. That's how the sink is used, that's how the shower is used. And therefore, we cannot say it's an essential use. And if it's not in this, something which the upstairs person must use in this way, as a normal way of washing hands and taking showers, then we have the problem that the downstairs person cannot move. The downstairs person is stuck, and the damage to him is great. And therefore, it would be like the case of the Rosh, where the person, the seller, is getting damaged, that we stop the neighbor from doing it, even though it's not giri delay. Also, they want to tie up that unlike in the case of the Gemara, as the Rosh explained, it was something which was easy to fix. All it took was a little slab of tar, and that would seal the hole. But anyone today would want to fix a broken pipe, a leak in a pipe. You have to call down a plumber, and it could be a tremendous cost. And therefore, you wouldn't even have that condition of the Rosh. But even if he would say that using a broken sink, a broken pipe, taking a shower with a broken pipe would be an essential use for the upstairs person, but since the downstairs person cannot easily fix it, according to the Rosh, the upstairs person would have no right to continue using it in a manner where it is damaging his neighbor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.